my prayer for you this year is that you will have a crumpled package, broken organ, scratchy, uncomfortable, smelly sweater Christmas. 40 years ago tonight, one of my heroes, Archbishop Oscar Romero of San Salvador, preached these words to his people. He said, "No one can celebrate a genuine Christmas without being truly poor. The self-sufficient, the proud, those who, because they have everything, look down on others, who have no need even of God, for them, there will be no Christmas. Only the poor, the hungry, those who need someone to come on their behalf will have that someone. That someone is God, Emmanuel, God with us. Without poverty of spirit, there can be no abundance of God." I used that quote as my Christmas card one year. Not surprisingly, I was cut from a number of people's Christmas card lists the following year. Coincidence? You make the call. What Romero was talking about when he said that you cannot celebrate a genuine Christmas without being truly poor, what I'm talking about when I say that I want you to have a crumpled package, broken organs, scratchy, uncomfortable, smelly Christmas sweater Christmas, is that Christmas is about fulfilling a need. God looking into our brokenness, into the mess of human existence here on earth, getting into the mess of it all, and once again declaring it good. In Genesis, God surveys all of creation and proclaims that it's good. But that was when everything was shiny and new. That's before the world got a little worn down and shabby. That's before we humans started breaking things and hurting one another and hurting each other and ourselves. God calls all creation good before people start holding grudges, before people start holding wars, before there were governments and bureaucracies and being on hold with customer service. What God does in Christmas is come to us now that we have run the place down, now that we have stiff joints and hard hearts, and tells us that we are still God's beloved, that we are still God's delight. And now in the incarnation, in Emmanuel, God with us, God tells us that we are still worth going all in on. By becoming flesh and dwelling among us, God once again reveals God's passionate love for all of creation. This notion of Christmas being God's recommitment to humanity, now that we're rather run down, with less hair where we want it and more where we don't, came to me when one of my high school friend's fathers asked me to renew his and his wife's wedding vows for their 50th wedding anniversary. There was no way that they were fitting into the clothes that they wore in 1968. And having been close to the family for almost 40 years, I can tell you, I had a front seat to many of their struggles. But that was what made their recommitment so astonishingly beautiful. They knew what they were getting into. They knew life was going to be more and more of a struggle as they continued on. They knew that as long as we both shall live was sooner and sooner on the horizon. And with all of that foreknowledge, they said, I do. So it is with Christmas. God knows us at the core of who we are. God knows what humanity is capable of. And in becoming flesh and dwelling among us, God says, you are the joy of my heart, and I'm all in. This is one of the reasons I love the Christmas story as told in the Gospel of Luke. Have you ever wondered why Jesus was born to Mary, a young, unwed peasant girl? Have you ever pondered what it teaches us about God that Jesus was born in a stinky, drafty stable? Have you contemplated the vulnerability of being born a human baby in first century Palestine with dirty drinking water and dirtier politics? That meant that a little brown boy would be lucky if he made it to adulthood. All of these beloved details of the gospel tell us that God's love made flesh is at home in the messiness and the struggles of real life. Christmas is God offering God's self to be hope for the grieving. Christmas is God offering God's self to be love for the lonely. Christmas is God looking at the crumpled up packaging, which is a middle-aged or senior body, and saying, you take my breath away. And even more than telling us that we are beloved and that we are worthy of redemption, Christmas shows us how God is going to achieve that redemption. Not through Herod and the powerful, not through a Davidic king, not through the expected channels, but through families that fight. I won't take a poll. People with baggage. I won't take that poll either. Through heartache and need. Tonight marks the 200th anniversary of the debut of what has become the most beloved of all Christmas carols. In fact, I suspect that we would be hard-pressed to find even one Christmas Eve service that does not include this beloved carol. But this carol's beginnings are out of need. The story goes that a young pastor in Oberndorf, Austria, Joseph Mohr, gave a poem that he had written to his friend, the choirmaster at his church, Hans Gruber. Because the organ was broken, Mohr asked Gruber to write music that would feature two voices and a guitar to accompany his poem, for he desperately wanted music to be a part of their Christmas Eve service. Because the organ was broken, together what Mohr and Gruber created has become the best loved of all Christmas carols. Stille Nacht. In English, Silent Night. Schlaf in Imlische Ruh. Sleep in heavenly peace. As we celebrate 200 years of this beloved carol tonight, this story of the broken organ inspiring the creation of the new hymn is evocative. Evocative because Christmas really is about beauty touching brokenness. It's because of an organ in Austria was unplayable that Pastor Moore was inspired to ask his friend to set his poem to music. It was because of human brokenness, because of human need, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. It is because of human need and the longing in our hearts that we are able to open ourselves to Jesus' new way of love over hate, hope over fear, inclusion over exclusivity. Oscar Romero said that for those who have no need, there will be no Christmas. That's hard for us 21st century Americans. We're supposed to be strong, we are told, independent, self-sufficient. Yet it is when we can admit that we are vulnerable, that we've been hurt, that we don't have it all together, that Jesus Christ, the light of the world, then has the opportunity to shine. It is through the crumpled packages that our lives, that the Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us, can peek through the holes like tiny pinpricks in the night sky. And so tonight, my prayer for you is that you will have a crumpled package, broken organ, scratchy, uncomfortable, smelly sweater Christmas. You deserve it because you are God's beloved, God's delight. Your life of love and hope, despite the crumpled package, is the gift that God has been dreaming of. Alleluia and amen.